As we wrap up this week on perspective and the mindset of a leader, I thought you might find it helpful to hear a portion of a conversation that I had with Howard Friedman. Howard is the CEO and president of Post Consumer Brands. Post is a $2 billion a year business, selling products like Fruity Pebbles, Honey Bunches of Oats, Alphabits, Honeycomb, Grape Nuts, etc. Probably products that you've had in your kitchen in the past and maybe even have in your cabinets at this point were made and produced and sold by Post Consumer Brands. In my conversation with Howard, we talk about the mindset of a leader and what he has learned over the course of his career about the right way to think when you're in a leadership role.
Yeah, it's funny. I read an article once many years ago by John Chambers, who was the CEO of Cisco, and you know, he used to say that leaders are those who find followers, and that in order to actually be a good leader, and we learned this in the Army, right? In order to be a good leader, you first need to be able to be a good follower. And so I think that's the first thing is how, as you aspire to lead folks, how do you do as an example to the people who are leading you? I think second is really understanding that leadership is hard. And it's hard because you are likely to be less successful at it than you wish to be. It's not like there's a precise way to lead and motivate folks. And so you have to be a little bit resilient and try different approaches to getting folks to want to work with and for you. The last thing is often what we do is we try to get early in our career, people to do things the same way we do them, right? I'm a good individual contributor. I know the right way to write an article, run a podcast, launch a product. If you would just do it my way, you'll be successful. See, and we say that to our subordinates, when in reality, our job is to explain what our expectations are, give the training and development to solve the problem, and then let people do it their own way. And I have found in my career, when I am more forgiving of the approach that people want to take and supportive of the outcome, I tend to be a more effective leader. Does that make sense to you?
No, it makes perfect sense. In fact, in a lot of organizations, we tend to promote the best individual contributor. You're the best salesperson, put you in charge of the sales team. You're the best programmer, put you in charge of the programming team. And there's a difference between being the best individual contributor and someone who can actually lead a team. And part of it, I think, comes from, as you were mentioning, the almost when you're a really good individual contributor, sometimes it's almost in your DNA. You just know how to do the steps. So articulating the steps can be really difficult to communicate to other people. But there's another piece around just getting your mindset clear on the fact that, okay, I'm not going to do this all on my own. I have to do it with and through other people. So what have you found is the right mindset shift that leaders can make when they're moving from a great individual contributor into a leadership role? What are some things they need to kind of get their head wrapped around?
Yeah, well, I think for me, I have a few rules that I live by. One is if somebody who is subordinate to me is capable of accomplishing the task or the goal as effectively as I can, I should delegate it. I often tell people I only want to make decisions that can get me fired, which of course makes everybody blanch a little bit. And then I'm like, I really want you to make the decisions that can get you fired. Now, in my world, very seldom does one decision or a series of decisions get anybody exited from an organization. But it reframes the accountability of the choices that are being made to the right level within a group. And so, the first thing I try to understand is this my decision to make or is it somebody else's? Once I understand that, then the second thing I do is say, is the person who I am giving this decision to capable of making the decision? And do they require any support in order to make it? Now, I'm not these people's father. So if they come and ask me for advice, I'm not going to say afterwards, why didn't they take it? My job is to help train and develop their ability to make a high quality and consistent decision. And then the third thing is I look for ultimately, when the decision either goes well or poorly, what level of accountability do these people accept, right? When things go wrong, sometimes we like to make explanations of why it wasn't what we thought, which is okay. The first answer is, I made a decision, it was the wrong one, here's why, and now here's what I went to go do to fix it. If I can get leaders to understand those three things, I typically find a fairly successful organization.